Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Hank Boyer, CEO of Boyer Management Group, a Philadelphia area best practices consulting firm that works with businesses and institutions that want to get the very best out of their people. Since 2011, Hank has authored two assessments for measuring job search competence, published two books on conducting an effective job search, and written job search education curriculum for use at the college level. So today we're going to be talking about how to be prepared to conduct an effective job search, because what you don't know will hurt you. So welcome, Hank.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Yourself?
Absolutely terrific, thanks.
All right, good. Now, I know that you've done a lot of assessments in terms of job search competency. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that and what the results were?
We have. Thanks, Stacey. I appreciate it. We've conducted since 2010 a series of assessments that measure what someone knows and understands about the current and emerging career search best practices. And since 2010, with over 100,000 data points that we've measured, we've come to realize that the average person out there, whether a college student or recent grad, or someone who's an experienced professional, they simply don't know how to conduct an effective career search. What we've learned is that about 36% of college students can actually pass a job search test, while experienced professionals score in the 40% range, 45%. So there's a deficiency. Folks just don't know what to do. The problem is they don't know what they don't know.
Right. Now, here's a quick question for you, and this is just something that has been brought up to me and in my experiences as well. You know, you could be proficient in the job search process and in the interview process, but do you find that people become almost like professional interviewees, and then when they're on the job, maybe they're not as good as you thought that they might be in the interview?
Well, that's always the case. An effective interviewer will ask the right kinds of questions to determine that ahead of time. It's something called behavioral-based interviewing, and it's something used by an awful lot of hiring professionals.
So why has it become so difficult for the seasoned professional who's changing jobs, who got laid off, who's conducting a job search, probably, you know, for the first time in a long time, maybe? Why is it so difficult to conduct an effective job search for people?
That's a great question, Stacey. First of all, technology is changing so rapidly, and along with technology, technique is changing as well, and they continue to change. The rules that you had 2 years ago, for example, if you buy a book on job search that bears a 2014 copyright, it was probably written in 2012. The problem is that if you follow the advice, it could actually be counterproductive to your job search in some cases. Typically, colleges don't teach this, and so the individual is kind of left up to his or her own to figure out what does and does not work.
And so what are those mistakes that those people make?
Well, there's really three major mistakes. The first one being that the average job seeker simply does not conduct enough research on the employer, the interview, or rather the industry, and the interviewers themselves. In other words, they're not learning enough. Therefore, when they're asked questions, their questions are not tailored to this particular employer's opening. So that's a major problem. The second one that we find is someone not specifically tailoring the resume, cover letter, application, interview, and follow-up to each specific opportunity. Employers use today technology that screens out all but about the top 10 to 15 resumes, even though they may be receiving a couple hundred resumes for a position, and they're basing that on the presence or absence of keywords in those resumes. So the odds are stacked against an individual for being successful and even getting a resume, even though they may be the best qualified of all the applicants. No one ever is able to look at that resume and consider the person because they can't be located. And probably the third thing is the inability to adequately express what you can do based on what you've actually done and do that in a quantifiable and impactful way. So that would be the listing of accomplishments, for example, how much, when, what was the scope of it, what was the impact on the key drivers for the employer, etc. And doing that in a way that resonates with that particular employer. That's why that whole aspect of research is so important.
And speaking of important, what about LinkedIn? I think it could be an overwhelming, maybe intimidating place for people. You don't know what to do. You don't know what keywords to put in there. You don't know how to approach people even. How important is LinkedIn to someone's job search?
It's really huge. Today, if you're an adult, you really need a LinkedIn profile, a professional one. There's nearly 300 million professionals worldwide, and it's growing fast, faster than anything else. It is the number one site used by recruiters and hiring managers to source talent. So you need to have a presence. It's also the best place that you would want to learn about your interviewers. What's really nice about LinkedIn is for any individual, there's a free posting that one gets that's quite powerful. You can link rich media, such as you did a PowerPoint presentation on the top five ways to control expenses, and you could list that right on your profile, and people could click on that and view it. It makes a compelling statement to showcase someone's professional capabilities. The good news is that there's a lot of information available on LinkedIn that you can find on the web, tutorials on LinkedIn, and people like me who teach classes at local colleges on LinkedIn. So plenty of places to find information.
And speaking of a tool, such as a class, that you would take, what other tools can listeners use to excel at conducting their job search?
Well, I'm going to mention a couple. First of all, our company has developed two tools, something called the Graduate Employment Preparedness Assessment, which is designed for college students, and the Job Search Readiness Assessment, which is designed for experienced workers and skilled professionals. And both of those are assessments that are taken online. They come with a pretty significant textbook that contains over 1,800 career search best practices. So those tools are readily available. You could look at our website, BoyerManagement.com. Under services, if you look at career search tools and education, you can find information about both of those. But more importantly, we publish a lot of free blogs there that contains terrific advice for hunting your next career. So this is this along with other websites out there. And then another place you should look would be within a LinkedIn group. LinkedIn groups are built around certain affinities. So if I'm an accountant, there would be a LinkedIn group for accountants. And that would contain terrific information there about that particular field and the job opportunities that are there, along with job hunting advice for people looking to break into that field. So there's a lot of information out there today.
Well, Hank, I want to thank you for stopping by the Jennings Wire podcast today to talk to us about conducting that effective job search and how to be prepared to do that. And as you mentioned, our listeners, of course, can learn more about Hank and what Boyer Management does on the website, BoyerManagement.com, and that's the place to find the tools that Hank discussed and advice to improve your job search, to help you get a better job faster in your field of interest. From their combination job search assessments with textbooks and free blogs, you can get lots of information that you need. Again, that's BoyerManagement.com. So thank you, Hank, for being here. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Stacey. I so much appreciate it as well.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.